whole width of the road and gets repaved.
Absolutely.
I don't believe that that's the same.
Where do you want me to point, Wes?
There is an 8-inch water line, an 8-inch sewer line, and then I believe a 4-inch irrigation line. At the direction of the previous owner, he was saying, here's where he thought he would like the utilities to be. As you're aware, we recently paved 600 North. So because of those main lines, we need to now go in, remove that 8-inch and the valve, the sewer and the pressurized, and install 3 laterals to each one of these, water, sewer, pressurized irrigation. I would like to have the road overrise at the 2 property limits and repaved. If we've got 3 cuts on each lot, that would be 9 lots, 18 cuts in the new road. I would prefer to pulverize and just have a cut at the end, have it laid with a lay-down machine rather than a patch crew. That would be my recommendation.
I have no idea what you just said, but it sounds good.
It is good. It'll save the public money most likely in the long run because the road will last longer.
Okay.
Yeah, less road cuts.
It's just lots of utility cuts.
Yeah.
I was saying just replace the whole section.
Yeah. Okay.
This is the letter, this is Wes's letter providing additional detail on that, supportive of the proposal, but addressing the utility cuts and their desire to have that whole bit pulverized and repaved. They did go to the water board, and they recommended that 13.2 acre feet are tendered to the city before the recording plat to cover the internal and external water needs. They also recommended secondary water meters are installed on each lot. Proposed finding. Proposed lots meet the minimum requirements for the R122 zone for density reduction subdivisions. The proposal meets the intent of the general plan for the R122 zone. It does comply with the requirements of the density reduction subdivision code. The subdivision helps comply with addition stages in general plan to preserve open space and a rural atmosphere. The lots will be deed restricted, so it can never be further subdivided. And the last bullet point, I won't read through all the details on it, but it's the shelf life of the approval associated with the project. And they don't report the plat 1 year after the approval or give an extension based on this criteria outlined. That approval will lapse.
What were the four things on the
there.
Earlier page at the end, bottom? Those four bullet points. What are those? Are those part of the findings or are those conditions?
Yeah, those are part of the duration.
Yeah, it's part of the duration. It's just.
Oh, okay.
Conditions on the duration.
Got it.
So is there a plat already recorded? We're just amending, or it's just a grandfathered?
It's a grandfathered lot currently. Yeah.
That has to have plat approval.
Yeah, in order to further subdivide it, it has to go through a. Some type of subdivision process, and this is the one they identified.
Where's the, I'm assuming then it's not going through here, but where's the trail that goes over to Bergie Lane? Is that a lot over?
It's through Mount Squaw at
280s. 280s?
Yeah.
Okay, right there?
Yeah. So this is where that trail will be.
Okay. So the proposed conditions, the deed restrictions that will be recorded towards the lots must be submitted to the city for review and recorded immediately after the plat is recorded. A note on the plat is included with language that clearly states that subdividing the lots is prohibited except for as outlined in the development agreement. And then the funds to build the bike trail are added to the general trails fund, and the bike lanes completed in the future as part of a larger improvement project that will complete the bike lanes along the entirety of 600 North.
So is there a bike lane? spot the lane is in, on the south side.
Yeah.
So, I don't think we have that map up, but it is a blue line, if I remember correctly, which would mean bike lanes on both sides.
Okay.
We do have it installed on the south side, just not on the north side.
That's why I just thought it was still on the south side.
So the, does the density reduction subdivision allow for like road-based driveways? I think the rural preservation subdivision does, right?
Yeah, they both do, and so unless there's an engineering issue that where erosion's gonna be a problem, we wouldn't require it to be paved. From what we've seen on all the rural preservation subdivisions to this date, and this is similar to that, they've all gone in and paved those. I don't know if that's the plan for this subdivision or not, if you're gonna pave that driveway, but we haven't identified an engineering issue with it. So it could be road-based. Yeah, is that correct, Wes?
And so the three landowners would be responsible for snow removal on that driveway then?
Yeah, and they'll have to enter into the driveway maintenance agreement as part of the plat being recorded, make sure those, it's clearly understood that they're all required to go through and maintain that driveway.
So is that, something that's recorded on the plat then?
A separate document. So if it's a private driveway, they go through and there would be a requirement, but if there's multiple property owners, then they'd have to go through that driveway maintenance agreement.
Okay. Anybody have any questions for Luke or Michael?
No.
Do we like it?
I do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I can make a motion.
Let's do it.
I would like to make a motion to provide preliminary slash final approval of the three lot density reduction subdivision to be known as Haney Subdivision. The proposal is on 4.28 acres and is located at 151 East 600 North and is in the R122 zone. I'd like to accept the staff report and findings as well as the three conditions noted in the staff report.
I'll second.
Okay.
It's not in your notes.
It's in my staff, it's in my letter, but not one of those three conditions.
What is that, Wes?
I'm sorry, paving 600 North from the limits of the development.
Okay, for the utilities? Yes. Yes, like to include that as a condition as well?
So the applicant would be responsible for paving that section, okay.
You're trying to minimize the cuts and
maximize the life of our roadway.
Okay. Do I need to restate that or?
Just.
Okay.
Just add that as
okay.
a fourth condition.
We'll add Wes's condition regarding the road and the improvements needed to be made for the utilities for these lots.
And Craig, did you second that?
I did.
And you're okay with that?
Yes.
Okay, we have a.
One clarification motion. So you looked at one plan. Staff had suggested a change with removing the flagpole, making a driveway easement. I wonder if you could just comment if you're also okay with that alternative of the ball.
Okay.
That's technically not the plan presented to you, but I think we're all moving in that direction.
The current plan shows the largest lot owning that driveway, right? But
I'm just asking, would you also state you're okay with that becoming an easement with that driveway being owned by the front two lots?
Yes, and I would move that we would approve and be fine with including that driveway as part of the front two lots and having an easement to the back lot.
Right, thank you.
Craig, you okay with that?
You bet.
Okay, we have a motion to recommend approval of this item with conditions. Any discussion? All right, Bill, do you want to start off the voting?
Aye.
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 Rich?
Aye.
Okay, that motion carries. We're on to item six. Berg Engineering, agent for Jordan Law, is requesting a review of a concept plan for a four-lot standard subdivision to be known as Mill Canyon Farms Subdivision. The proposal is on 10.16 acres and is located at 850 South, 250 West in the R122 zone. Luke, you want to take us through this concept plan?
So what would the building envelope be on that lot?
That portion right there. Or if they had legal access, I guess technically mean this portion over here too.
Andy, the plan is to relocate that ditch that cuts through what is mostly buildable area. And then that will actually be bigger than, you know, those top two lots. So it's with just a little relocating of the ditch, that's gonna be a very nice lot.
Is that ditch flow?
What's the band? Is that just the buffer zone from the floodplain?
Yeah. You have that on both sides as well.
That's for your sensitive land ordinance where you have a setback from the flood zone.
So a few items of discussion to run through real quick on this is that similar to the farm Wilson Lane subdivision, staff's anticipation